762, a man jumped to the moon. In 491, Galileo made the sun. In 1287 was the first ever Kevin. In 1919, Martin, she became queen. Something's after going on. What's the crack with this thing? All kinds of carry on. Look what's after happening.
Hello there, young man. How are you today?
You're looking awfully chipper for a man of your age.
Yes, by this stage, you should have realised what a grind life is. Yeah. It's a misery.
Do you not know about life? Have you not learned of all its disappointments?
Yeah. I don't know. I don't know about this one, to be honest, Colin. No, it's good. Yeah. It is good. Yeah. It's interesting.
Well, we go into schools, you see, and we'll just sort of do a little workshop and we'll get them to do the play.
Yeah.
And it's a way to sort of tell them about just
and
the realities.
And this happened to you.
Yes.
This is a true story.
This is what I'm saying. I'm retelling how they explained it. Yeah. I was like, well.
A fella came up to you.
So he needed an in, you see, like his background was theatre and I obviously was a teacher and I was like, yeah, absolutely. You can. Well, this is the beginning of my downfall. I let him in to do a transition year class. And all of this.
Just in the middle of it.
Yeah,
like just in the middle. You were teaching the class and he was like,
he knocked in and he said, can I have a word with you?
Yeah.
And I said, hold on there, class. Keep paper mashing and then I headed out.
This fella in the shorts needs to have a chat with me.
This man who's coming off the street. Combat cargo shorts, a pair of fake Oakley sunglasses, slick back hair, and kind of like one of those Air Techs polo shirts. You know, the kind of ones that look like an athletic shirt, but they're a polo shirt.
I don't think I know the ones. Yeah.
Yeah. So if it's like if you want the formality of a polo, but you want the sweaty discomfort.
Now you've never figured it out, but you have your suspicions as to what drugs the man was on. It was obviously something dance-based. Because he had the glow sticks with him.
And honestly, I tell you what, that is what drew my attention first. Yeah. It wasn't so much, I didn't hear what he said. I just saw the colours. I was like, I'm going to chat to this man outside now because he's got colours.
Yeah.
And I did, and I chatted to him. And he seemed like he was just finishing off whatever he was eating because he was just chewing away. And
So you went out to have a chat to him and he finished off his meal first.
Well, I think he was chewing. I don't know. Like, he just seemed like his mouth was going the whole time, so I assume he was just finishing out on something.
Yeah, just a little bit of gristle in there.
Something he couldn't quite work out of his teeth.
Mm.
And he just said, listen, he gave me the pitch, like I just said to you.
Yeah.
And I said, you know what, sounds great. So, like these kids
like
are a
you
bit,
just said to me.
Like I just said to you. Like we just
so
did at the beginning.
Said,
that was his pitch.
He said,
he said, come in here, young man.
Yeah,
you look a little upbeat.
Yeah, you shouldn't be as happy. Okay, so
I
he
like,
said
that
it to
sounds
you.
Great. Yeah. A little bit of theatre, because we didn't have, at the time, a drama. We didn't have a budget for drama in the school.
So he said those lines to you.
Yeah.
And then you went back into the class and you
I said, this man's going to take you for the afternoon.
Okay, right. Yeah.
And wasn't accredited. A lot of the children ended up quite upset. Like he just went through a normal drama.
They call it the Anti-Dead Poet Society.
Yeah. Exactly. Yeah. Discouraged them, I guess.
Yes, everybody quit the English language after that.
Yeah, none of them followed their hearts after that. It's just a bunch of. Yeah. They all got the same job after school, actually.
Yeah.
Yeah, just working in the local polling office.
Oh, right. God.
Just counting votes.
Rough.
Just counting votes.
Lowest of the low.
Well, just they all decided the same thing. They're like, yeah, we'll do this.
Okay.
Grant.
Polling,
you know? Yeah. Bowling, yeah.
Polling, yeah. Polling about bowling.
It was bowl pole mostly.
Yeah.
Yeah. Do you know when on the screens where you see like 57% of people hit strikes off this in
I've
the
never
bowling
noticed
machine.
That before.
There's always a statistic like from here you've got a 57% chance or you got a 13%. That's not based on statistics, that's based on polling.
Oh right, so people put down what they reckon. Yes, what kind exactly. of chance do you reckon you have at that?
Yes, yeah.
Then they collate that.
You must have seen that. Like, you were involved in the bowling for years.
Yes, but mostly as a dancer.
You were one of the dancing, the bowling dancers.
Because I couldn't see the pins. I would just hear, that's a strike, and I would do the strike dance.
This was prior to them having electronic screens, of course. You would have to do all of the dances. So you would were spare. You
well,
would do the
spare,
strike.
Of course, was half of a strike.
Of course.
Know, so you'd just do half the body would do the strike dance.
Okay, yeah. I see.
Like, strike, you're doing both arms and legs, but spare, you're doing the left arm and the right leg.
Oh, I see. Okay, yeah. So not down one side.
No, like the cymbals.
Like the cymbals.
Afterwards, that's what it's based on. Afterwards, they're like, listen, we can do this on a digital sign. For a strike, we'll do an X, and for a spare, we'll do a slash.
A slash, of course, and that is the body. That's the arm and the leg.
That's the Got one, it. That's the opposite arms and legs. Yeah.
Come here, what did you do for splits?
Come here. What did he do for splits?
Yeah, so if there was a 7-10 split.
Oh, yeah. Well,
we know.
Yeah, we know.
We know exactly what happened.
Yeah, I did.
You can still see that stain on lane three, can't you?
You can, yeah. A rather aggressive 7-10 split. And my legs went up. And it took months to get them back down. They were
like, you were like one of those the bracelets that you slap the bracelet, slap bands and they sort of wrap. So it was like that, but your legs sort of went up and around your shoulders.
Yeah, or like a door that you can just swing too far, and you need to pop it back in.
Yeah. You broke a couple of hinges.
Mm.
Yeah. As I was for spare, what was your favourite one that you got to do? You wouldn't do it that often, but when you did, you relished the chance.
Gutter ball.
Gutter ball. Now, did you do what I think you did with gutter ball?
Yeah.
Right?
Exactly what you're thinking for gutter ball. Yeah.
I'll say no more
got
about that.
Got the gutters, got the balls.
Yeah.
One went in the other.
And that was the beginning of the end for you, wasn't it, I suppose? Because that's kind of how...
There's only so many gutters, there's only so many balls.
Well, that's it, yeah. And after a while, you're just bored.
My doctor was like, you've got to stop. You have got to quit. These things aren't going to hold on much longer.
Yeah, sure.
The next one could be your last.
Yeah. Eventually, it was just kind of like marbles held with tissue paper. In the end.
Yes. The doctor showed me, he was like, I do have a prosthetic.
Visual aid?
A prosthetic you could have them replaced with, and it was marbles.
It was marbles.
In tissue paper.
God,
and I was like, doctor, that's not going to be useful as a set of testicles at all.
And he was like, well,
Now you know what I'm saying.
Yeah.
Yeah.
God, he was very instructive, wasn't he? Dr. Burnt.
He was instructive, yeah.
Yeah, he would go out of his way to give you kind of a visual idea of what he was trying to tell you.
Oh, he would contract every disease just to show you the effects of it.
Yeah, he would. He'd make you sit there and watch him as well.
He's like, oh, it looks this is going to take 48 hours to pass through my system.
Yeah. I went in for an STI and I had syphilis. Mm-hmm. And he's like, spit in my mouth. I was like, I don't want to, doctor. He's like, well, I have to show you what you're about to get.
Yeah.
I was like, I don't think that's how it works.
The old cotton bought up the penis. He's like, listen, I'll do it first. And then, you know, it's a two-ended thing. So he would take that one and he would get in yours as well.
Yeah.
And you'd be...
Connected in a way. Yeah. It's a shame that they found him.
Yeah.
Isn't it?
Yeah.
It's a shame because like he'd ran for so far and he finally settled in Dwelth because he had been hopping from town to town.
Gotcha.
You know, he just changed his name.
I mean, he loved Dwelth. Mm. Like he was like, this place has accepted me in the way no other has.
Yeah.
Usually I walk through the town once and they're throwing stones at me by the time I get to the other end. But Dwelth, I've been here for 3 weeks now and...
Yeah. He was very involved in the community. You know, he ended up being the treasurer of the bake sale, you know, straight away. Mm. Like, God, this man is a stand-up gentleman.
He seems to have all these cakes. Who knows where they came from?
So he has to be involved. We have to bring...
Yeah.
Actually, it's more like the cake sale kind of popped up around him.
Mm.
He just would be wandering around the place.
All his cakes were in the shape of money. So he was like, well, I should be the treasurer.
I should be the treasurer
of this bake sale.
Yeah.
And we were like, well, you're sitting at the side of the road. I mean, you can do what you want. He's like, I can do what I want.
Yeah.
I'm a doctor.
Oh. Yeah. That's how it happened.
And that's how it happened, yeah.
Right. So, okay.
Are you crying?
He wasn't a medical doctor. Well, I just remember a couple of my prostate exams now.
Mm.
And it all starts to add up a little bit.
Yeah, those
long weekends.
Grabber things.
Those long weekends we'd go on.
Oh, really?
Yeah, we'd go on long weekends for a prostate exam.
Where to?
Just like the Curragh. You know, we'd head
Curra.
The Curragh, yeah, we'd head to
out in the middle of the fields.
There was a little hotel that we'd go to.
Oh, right.
You know,
yeah.
And the prostate exam would take place over at any stage over the weekend. Do you know?
Mm.
So that was the thing. I'd wine and dine him, and he said, "Oh no, there's no charge, but like, you know, buy me dinner." Yes, do that. We'd play a bit of golf.
Yeah.
Do you know? Go for a jog up the mountains. Yeah. Walk holding hands.
And his hands were down your trousers the whole time.
Not all the time. No.
Okay.
Just he'd pick his moments.
It's a difficult game of golf.
Oh, it is. Well, only one of us would play. Only one of us would play.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. I'll catch the next round. I've got a hole in one on the go here. Well,
anyway, we're back. We're back from
Karen Toohill.
Karen Toohill, yeah. Which our mate Karen, she has two noses. And so we call her Karen Toole.
Yeah.
We were just back seeing how she's getting on. Not well, it seems. Not well. She's feeling a little bit isolated.
Yes. She's got a cold in one nose and hay fever in the other. The poor devil.
Oh, it's terrible. And like she's got a little trail running between the two as well. Just a little snot trail between the two.
Oh, yeah. Well, the trail of ants as well. That's rough.
Anyway, yeah, so we're back and we're just delighted to be here. And this week,
yes,
you know, I said
we're back in our same seats this time.
We are, yes.
Yeah.
And you've gotten out of the leash.
I gotten out of the leash. It broke, actually.
Oh, is that what happened?
Yeah.
The elastic just gave on it.
Well, no, it was a mallard chewed away at it.
Oh, right.
Yeah.
One of the wild mallards got in.
Yeah, one of the wild mallards.
Very good.
The rock and roll band. And you got off that mousetrap.
Well, no, I stood up. The mousetrap is still on my back.
Oh, it's on your back now.
Yeah.
It was on your foot. Wasn't
it?
Oh,
I think I was completely stuck to it.
You managed to. It was like Twister.
It was like Twister.
Yeah.
Yeah. Well, it was like a shower curtain.
Right. The mad inventor down the town, Professor Leach, he invented this. He was like, mice can't resist a game of Twister.
Yes,
so
right. Yeah.
He has a spinner thing and it says right hand onto the sticky trap. And it'll be like left paw onto the sticky trap.
Yeah.
He's like, oh, well, you got me now.
Yeah, that's true. And
but really, it got you.
Yes, and so there's four colours on Twister. Three of them were sticky, but the yellow one was like cheese.
Mm.
So that's kind of, you know, they were, they're playing a bit of a game of roulette.
Odds.
They're playing the odds. They had a chance, one in four chance of getting a little bit of cheese. But as we discovered last week, I think that rat that was stuck on that thing was just a sock, I think.
Oh, of course, yeah.
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 But anyway, it's on my back and, I don't know, feels like it's pulling most of the hair off my back now.
Really?
Yeah. I've a good heavy, thick of coat. of hair on my back. So, but it's really, I think it's bedded in now, and it's starting to feel like it's ripping out at the root.
The trap is. It's kind of like a snowball effect, really, except a back hair effect.
Back hair effect, yeah. Can you see it? Because I feel like it's reaching so deep that it's pulling some of the roots, and I feel like the roots are connected to some of my front.
Mm. Do you ever hear of the? I wasn't listening.
Ignore that.
Yeah. I'm just gonna ignore that. People love it when I put in real facts.
Oh. Well, it's all real facts. Yeah.
Do you ever hear of the hairy ball problem?
I don't think I have, no.
It's a problem in mathematics, or I don't know if it's a problem, but...
Is it similar to your gutter ball problem?
It became a problem in the end, yeah. So if you had a hairy ball, right, a sphere covered in some kind of hair, there's no way to comb the sphere that you wouldn't leave like that.
Seam.
not a seam, but a bald patch. So do you know the way on a man's head, there's often a patch either at the back left or back right, depending on where the part is. And it's not necessarily the man who's going bald. It's just like the way you comb the hair. There's just a little, just a 1 centimeter radius circle.
Where it has to start.
Where it has to, you have to be combing out from somewhere.
Yeah.
Yeah. That's the hairy bald problem. There's no way to do it.
Right.
Yeah.
Why do I have 3 bald patches then?
Well, you have pretty much 3 balls. On your head, you know.
Yeah,
those lumps are kind of coming up now and they're kind of spheres in their own
right. They're coming into their own.
They are coming into their own.
Yeah.
Do you hear them groaning? Sometimes.
I do, and you do hear them because yeah. Initially, it sounded just like growing pains. You know when you hear like the bough of a tree kind of croak in the wind? Yeah. That's what it was initially. But there's starting to be a little bit of like internal pressure. It sounds like something's trying to peck its way out.
Oh, yeah, right.
So maybe it's an egg.
A woodpecker
or some sort of...
Some sort of...
Lizard.
A lizard has laid its eggs inside your scalp.
Probably. Only two, it seems.
I mean, knowing you, knowing me.
Yes.
There's nothing else that we could be.
Yeah, except an incubation head for some lizards.
Mm.
That's interesting, the hairy ball.
Yeah.
I thought it was going to have something to do with, like, if you had a hairy ball and you roll it down a hill, would it gather more hair or something? I don't know.
That was the other name for the band. The Hairy Balls. Like the Rolling Stones gather no moss, the Hairy Balls gather just a bunch more hair.
Yeah, and eventually it's more like, is more hair than ball? Probably.
Yeah.
God, yeah. Anyway, we're fucking flying it. Absolutely flying it. We had a long
weekend,
you and I now. Jesus, we're just back from
the... We had Saturday twice,
of course, yeah, because fuck up with the... that's my fault. That's the satellite clock that I bought.
Mm.
Yeah, I don't know what happened. It reset during the night. So
yeah,
Saturday
well, you're
twice.
On satellite time and that satellite goes around the world twice a day.
Yeah.
So it's very confusing.
Yeah, we Saturday twice, but it was on the same day. That was the thing. Mm. So we ended up having Saturday until...
went to bed
at 3 in the afternoon.
Yeah.
Back up at 7:30.
Yeah.
And started again. And we were all over the gaff. And then when Sunday came, we didn't know if we were coming or going.
Yeah.
But we partook in our car boot sale. Which we like to support every year. It's in aid, of course, of the children's hospital that we rolled a ball into. Yeah, we refurbished very kindly.
Yeah.
But we have to pay a lot of that back. You know, a lot of that was kind of like loans that we took out because we didn't have that sort of cash. So we do a car boot sale.
Mm.
And we were just back from that.
Yes, I picked up a couple of things.
Yes, you did. Yeah, you found quite a prize.
Yeah, well, I found all these photographs of myself, and I was like, "What is going on here?" Just like, and I don't remember taking any of these photos.
They were from a distance, weren't they?
They were from a distance, but I was smiling at the camera.
Right, so they looked like they may have been taken from like a hiding place, maybe from like bushes and stuff.
Yeah.
But you were smiling in all of them.
I was smiling and I don't remember smiling at a bush. Like obviously I smiled at bushes in my time, but I don't remember.
That specific bush.
Yeah, that specific smile.
Yeah. And the thing is, I guess, what was at the car boot sale was all the ones of you smiling directly at the camera. So we can assume that there were other photographs where you weren't.
Oh, they've just done a lot. Yeah, and they're just chancing upon a smile. Yeah.
No, as in like what they didn't want was the ones that you smiled at. I guess they wanted the ones who were a little bit more.
Right. Yeah.
Surreptitious.
Spoiled by a smile to the camera.
Yeah. So they feel like they know you're watching them, I guess.
Well, this is weird as well because I don't remember this. What about the photograph where I'm holding up a sign saying, I know that this photograph is being taken of me and I'm giving a thumbs up and I'm winking at the camera?
Yeah, that was interesting.
I don't remember that at all.
Yeah, I didn't. And then the series of photographs where you're walking towards and holding your finger towards the person that's taking the photograph and you're pointing at them.
Tom Cruise style.
Yeah, you're walking towards them and you're sort of waving at them.
You can be my wingman. You can actually flick them and you can see me say, you can be my wingman anytime.
Yes, you can. Yeah. I don't know.
Yeah, I don't know either. Well, I look forward to that. We're going to figure that out over the coming weeks and we won't forget about it.
We won't forget about it. We somebody mentioned to me over the weekend actually that we promised a special that we didn't actually deliver upon, and it was called the
I mean, somebody mentioned that to me as well down at the car boot sale, and I don't remember.
Well, neither do I. We said it'd be out next week. Oh, do you not remember the conversation? It was something like the Crispin Crispy special or something.
Yeah.
Cracklin. The Cracklin special.
Right. Yeah.
So that's coming up.
That is coming up. Oh, yeah. It's been in the works. Don't know what it is, but it's happening.
Oh, we've been working on it solidly, but like just in little bits, little spurts. We're very happy, but it's
the
progress.
The map is done.
Yeah, the map is done and ready to go. We're just about to send that off to the cartographers.
We figured out the 8-winged aeroplane system.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, and we've got the gondola up and running now.
Mm.
So that, you know, that bodes well anyway.
Yeah. If anybody knows Anthony Hopkins, we're looking for that connect to get him involved.
Yeah, certainly. And if you know of a way that we can get on the Autobahn for like cheap...
Yeah.
Do you know, that'd be great.
Does it cost money?
Oh, the Nuremberg Ring is what I meant. Sorry.
The Nuremberg Ring.
Yeah. That's like a racing track over there. So that's what we'll need. We'll need a fair bit of a run up, but also a sharp turn, as you know.
Because we previously ended up on the Nuremberg Ring thinking it was the Autobahn.
Yeah, God, we got nowhere fast.
Yeah, we were like,
speaking of
I
doing Saturday twice.
I cannot believe we're not in Dusseldorf yet.
Yeah. And we didn't get to Dusseldorf for Stephen Dorff's concert.
No.
I'm still upset at that taxi man.
At the Waldorf,
yeah. But I'm still upset at the taxi man who said, I know a shortcut. And then he drove us around that fucking ring for 2 or 3 days.
Ah, yeah. They're always at that game.
Divil. Absolute divil. So you see, we were in traffic. Bunch of taxi cabs in a loop on the Nuremberg Ring.
Yeah.
Anyway, it's a scam.
We should have known when we got into that taxi and the fellow was from Limerick.
We should have, actually, yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. Divil. Yeah. Absolute divil. Shout out, Dad. Anyway, this week,
we're just getting stuck in,
getting situated.
Part one of our discourse,
our dialogue.
Yeah, on tea towels.
Yeah, absolutely. So, not what you think it is, and you'd be like, oh God, not tea towels again. You know, we've had enough of it. It's, you know, I have tea towel fatigue.
It's been a hot button issue for a few years now.
Yeah, it has. You know, you can't log into Twitter without seeing some thread on tea towels.
Mm. I mean, that's what? Yeah, thread. Good. Write that down in your workbooks.
Yeah, write that down. That's a pun.
That's a pun. Well, of course, like you do follow a lot of tea towel accounts on Twitter. I think that might be part of it.
Of course I do. Yeah, well, I like to keep abreast of what's happening. Do you know what I mean? The tea towel world is one of these ones. It's kind of like fashion in that it used to be there's two seasons. There's winter and summer. But now, because of our ever-changing social media, it's just changing. Every 2-3 weeks, they have to have a new season to keep it fresh, to sell the tea towels, do you know?
So a season every fortnight?
A season every fortnight, yeah, for sure. There's just a new, you know, you always see it. You're like, oh, now we have to have orange tea towels because orange is the colour of September and October. Or we're coming into winter. Well, winters are kind of blue, you know, it's a blue and a white time. Oh, you're in January now. Well, you want to start to heading towards your kind of your yellows.
Right, okay, just take the breath, remember.
Sorry, but I don't have enough space to... this is the problem with tea towels. I don't have enough space to store my tea towels year on year, right? So I'm buying these tea towels and I'm obviously selling them on the car boot sales and then I'm going back around and buying them.
And you don't use tea towels?
I don't have a kitchen.
Yeah.
I don't have a kitchen.
No. You've got a dishwasher, but no kitchen.
Dishwasher, no crockery.
Pulling it around the place.
Dragging it around the place. By the lead. By the fucking lead. And I still haven't been able to find a place to plug it in because you can't just plug it in. You need to attach it to a mains. And I don't have a mains.
No.
And I'll tell you something, a 2-litre bottle of Volvic doesn't do it.
Yeah.
You can stick that into the back, but it will not, it won't power a dishwasher.
No.
It's not enough water.
No, I don't think it'll power it.
No, it won't. It won't. I'll tell you that now, it won't. Yeah. Anyway.
So tea towels.
Tea towels, yeah.
Yeah.
When do they start?
When do they finish?
Will they begin?
Yeah, well, we've looked it up on Twitter, you know, because everybody's talking about it on Twitter. So here are some of the tweets we've read about tea towels, and they'll give us just a brief outline of tea towel history.
Yeah, so it's just, you know, we can't verify the validity of these tweets.
Yeah.
But it'll give us a starting point anyway.
Bonnie Scon 87 says, I just fucked my tea towel. No kidding.
Yeah, and so we can take from that, that was the 3rd of June 2017.
Yeah.
So we can take from that, tea towels existed.
Yeah, definitely existed.
At that point.
Now, what they were principally used for at that point,
yeah,
is it fucking, we can only surmise.
Well, no, here's the thing. I think we can go a little bit deeper, because I think if it's tweet-worthy, I think it's probable that it wouldn't have been a function. Fucking it wouldn't have been a function because it was tweet-worthy.
Yes, because he's saying, no kidding.
Yes,
like,
yeah. I did this. Can you believe that? That's mad. Whereas, you know, we haven't seen anybody saying I've used my tea towel on my crockery, my wet dishes.
Yeah.
Do you know? Twisted Nip says here. Sorry, I just scrolled
up there.
I actually don't know what it is, but I hit an ad. I'm looking at an ad now, so I just have to go back a bit.
What's the ad? What's the image on the ad?
The image on the ad? No, it's just loading. So I just
the ad is loading.
Yeah, well, I hit it and it's gone through to the web page.
Oh, I see.
Do you know what I mean? So I was, yeah, as I went to touch the screen, everything moved and an ad arrived at my finger. I think they do that on purpose.
Yeah.
I think they do.
Like, yeah, they see your finger coming.
They know what. Anyway, it's for spoons.
Okay.
The ad's for spoons. All right. Yeah. Going back now. Twisted Nips says, great deals on tea towels here in Dunn's. And then just a little selfie with himself and Paul Galvin in Dunn's.
And when's that dated?
That's dated, that's 2015.
Okay.
So we know they existed then.
Yeah, and Paul Galvin existed then.
Yeah, I think Paul Galvin might have been playing football at the time, so I don't think he had done his collaboration with Dunn's. It's just he happened to see Paul Galvin in Dunn's.
Right.
He was still playing with Kerry at the time, as far as
I
remember.
Maybe that's what tipped him in that direction.
Maybe, yeah, because he got a little bit of... He got five likes and a retweet.
Five likes and a retweet. So Galvin was like, listen, this
is the way to
me
go.
And Dunn's seems to be like happening on social media. Match Let's hook this together.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And he did.
He did indeed.
Yeah. There's a tweet.
God, everyone remembers Paul Galvin and his campaign with Dunn's. Gosh, it's like a lasting memory in my mind.
I mean, I think it's still ongoing. I think there's an entire section of Dunn's that's Paul Galvin clothes.
Paul Galvin clothes, and he's a footballer?
He was a footballer, and he's now a kind of like, you know this.
So you can, of course. Yeah, you can dress like a footballer.
No, he's got a very fashionable line.
Yes,
very
of course.
Cool,
on the
chic.
Pitch, he was very famous for wearing just normal clothes, jeans and stuff.
Yeah. And he would, you know, he wouldn't be as effective when he started to lean into his fashion. Do you know? Yeah. Early days, regular shorts and jersey.
But clomping around in cowboy boots.
Yeah, cowboy boots. He had, bandana, bunch of chains, just not that mobile.
Yeah.
Yeah. Loved a heavy knitted jumper.
Mm.
And sure, in the winter, you're
loved
fucked.
It for the first 5 minutes
well,
of the
that's
game.
What I mean, yeah. You know what I mean? Looked great in it, but then sodden. Absolutely sodden by half time.
Yeah.
Refused to change.
He technically counted as a team bath when he tackled you.
Yeah.
He would stop, the water would keep going. And the whole, you'd be drenched.
Yeah, he would.
Yeah.
They stopped him using it. Ended up being quite a tactic for him.
Yeah.
Do you know? Because if he caught the ball, the ball would be so slick, people couldn't use it after it.
Yeah.
So. But yeah.
Do you know at the end of a football match when they swap jerseys and then sometimes the lads will put on the other team's jersey and you're like, what the fuck are you doing? That's disgusting right now.
They've sweated into that.
That's 90 minutes of professional football have gone into that shirt and you're actually putting it on you. Fucking hell. That you're living in a different world.
That's a pre-COVID time now. I don't think they'd be doing that post-COVID.
God.
Well, I don't know.
I wouldn't have been doing that post 1700s.
Well, you famously would not swap a shirt at the end of a game.
Yeah,
you
no,
sprint
I,
right
I
off.
Brought my butler would come on with a brand new shirt.
Yeah, and he'd be on one of those silver platters, and yeah. he'd lift the lid, and it would be steaming hot.
So it was similarly very damp. You'd get but the clean, effect.
But clean.
But perfectly clean.
Perfectly clean, yeah. And a lovely smell of like lavender would just sort of waft up. And then, but your poor butler would get hammered trying to get, not drunk, but like when he was coming onto the pitch, he would come on just before the end and he'd get a couple of clatters. He'd always tackles. Get the timing wrong. Yeah, he'd just get the timing wrong. He didn't understand the whistle system.
He thinks it's all over.
Yeah.
And his consciousness is now.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah, he'd just get hammered. Bless him.
Yeah.
He ended up becoming your gardener in the end, didn't he?
He was. He's kind of transitioned through jobs now.
Yeah.
He's been
you're
butler,
just pushing
gardener.
Further out of the house. Maintenance worker on the road nearby. Pablo?
Foreign secretary.
Foreign secretary for the Truss government.
Yeah, ambassador to Nicaragua.
Yes, and actually did a lot to improve ties between the US and Nicaragua. So he's like a very...
Yeah, not ambassador for me.
No.
No, I was employing him, but I was like, no, I don't need an ambassador to Nicaragua. You be the ambassador from the USA to Nicaragua.
I will pay you
for it.
Yeah.
God, he had to work up through the US Foreign Office for 20 years.
Yeah, it was a long old stint, but he's nothing if not committed.
Yeah.
You know, and he is now committed, of course.
Yes.
You know, those brain injuries caught up with him.
Yes,
and
he's married.
And he's married.
He married a nurse. So, fair play to her. Possibly she should be struck off for
that. Investigated. Certainly, yeah. But listen, if anyone can get a medical job, if you can get a medical job anywhere, it'll be Dwelth. You know, we've got Dr. Brunt or Burnt, and we have...
he doesn't mind.
Well, his first name is Brunt. Brunt Burnt.
Oh, right, yeah.
Yeah. But, you know, if you're cordial with them, if you're friendly, he says, call me Dr. Brunt.
Mm.
And if you're very formal,
call me Dr. Burnt.
Dr. Sir.
Yeah, Dr. Sir.
So, T-Towels.
T-Towels, well, that's about it. I mean, I think that sums them up. There's a poem that I read. Giles Brandreth put on a poem about tea towels. He put it on Twitter.
Oh, he put it on Twitter. He didn't wear it.
Well, he wears all his tweets. That's his understanding of how Twitter works.
Yeah, that's right. Yeah, and someone has to take a photograph of it and then...
He has that digital board on him now. And so he just types in his messages there.
It's just two plasma TVs. Like with a strapping at the side.
Strapping young man, yeah.
Holds it onto you, kind of like place, a sandwich board.
Yeah, don't move too fast or he'll lose
fall.
His grip.
Yeah. It's also very difficult to hold it. You know, two TVs with only a hand each. Yeah, very difficult.
Yeah.
Anyway,
this is a poem from Giles Brandreth about tea towels. I said to my friend, Sean, I've never been... more happier. I've just discovered that tea towels can be used more nappier.
More nappier. Fantastic. Mm. Yeah. No, incredible.
So sounds like Giles Brandreth has shit in a tea towel.
Yeah, or he uses it in place of a nappy, I guess.
Yeah.
Maybe he wears it.
Well, that's what. Well, then he must have shit in it. I mean, you got to get a value out of your nappy.
If you're just peeing in it,
that's just underwear. Oh, if you're just peeing in it, yeah. If you're not doing anything in it.
Sorry, hold on. No, hold on. If you're just peeing in it, it's just underwear.
No, I meant...
But if you shit in it, it's a nappy.
I meant if you don't pee in it or shit in it, it's just underwear. Like,
right.
You're wasting the good of the nappy.
Sure, yeah.
Take advantage of it.
Sure.
Yeah.
And honestly, you know, a good underwear, you can piss in that.
Oh, yeah, good, solid Paul Galvin woolen underwear.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
Jesus.
He's there with his thumbs up underneath it and it just says, I used to shit on the pitch. Nobody knew a thing. Paul Galvin underwear.
Yes, yeah. We knew Paul.
Yeah.
We fucking knew. Yeah. Do not worry.
Yeah.
You know, wool doesn't hold a lot in.
Yeah. Just listen to the commentaries. Paul Gavin is shitting himself now.
Yeah, and also it wasn't that subtle when it was happening. Like you take,
he would take two or three minutes,
two or three minutes. Pop a squat.
Yeah,
ball would zip by him. He just looked
out of a newspaper.
Hold on to the post.
Yeah.
For a little bit of stability. Yeah, we knew, Paul. Yeah. We did, yeah.
We did.
Anyway, check out Paul Galvin's new line of woolen underwear, only at Dunn's.
Yes.
Well,
that's about it for the episode.
That's about it. I will say a little bit of a plug. Check out theimprovpodcast.com. That's our website.
We have a website.
We have a website. Can you believe that?
And it's called theimprovpodcast.com.
Yeah. We got a decent domain name. So if you want, you can check that out. We currently have t-shirts on there for sale, and we will have videos and stuff that we're going to put up in the next while.
Indeed.
So watch this space. But until next time, I guess.
That's what's after happening.
In 1162, a man jumped to the moon. In 491, Galileo made the sun. In 1287, was the first ever Kevin. In 1919, Martin Sheen became queen. Something's after going on. What's the crack with this thing? All kinds of carry on. Look what's after happening.